Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and let me just mention that in addition to bringing you Fresh Air with Terry Gross at 3 o'clock, we will also provide live coverage of Transit Workers Union President Roger Toussaint's upcoming address and press conference, so stay with us for that here at New York Public Radio. And we want to hear from you about your picks for the best of 2005, from music technology to movies to classical music. Soundcheck at WNYC.org. Well, according to our next guest, the best jazz CDs of 2005 were a mix of straight-ahead Latin and Brazilian jazz sounds, a few historic goodies as well. Joining us by phone with his highlights of the year is Eugene Holly Jr., jazz critic for Philadelphia Weekly and for numerous other publications. Eugene, welcome to Soundcheck.
Well, oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
So we are starting off with Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane. This is from that live album at Carnegie Hall, which, I mean, it's not a new thing for jazz to reissue old classics. What made this one so special?
What makes this so special is that it's really not a reissue. This is the first time it's been issued on CD. It's kind of like finding a new chapter of the Dead Sea Scrolls or something. This particular piece of music was inexplicably found in a box in the Voice of America archives, and we should all be thankful that it's been released. And it captures two giants of the music in rare form in the golden age of jazz.
And it's, I mean, again, not an uncommon thing that you find a tape of an old live performance nobody knew it existed. What's surprising here is how good this sounds.
Yeah, well, you know, I talked to John Lewis, the late pianist of the Modern Jazz Quartet, and he told me that engineers from the 1940s, a lot of them went off to World War II,
right?
And they lost a lot of techniques when they didn't come back. And yes, the sound quality is really good. And then when you combine that with the digital technology, well, everything just swings better.
All right. So Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane live at Carnegie Hall, not a reissue, but a first-time issue on Blue Note. One of the big highlights in the world of jazz, 2005. In terms of recent music, it's a pretty diverse and eclectic group that you've picked. Tell us a little bit about Mosaic, Haitian Creole jazz.
Yeah, Mosaic is a very interesting Haitian-American group that specializes in bringing the Haitian sound into jazz. And for those who might think that's strange, it's really not when you consider the fact that when Haiti became the world's first black republic in the 19th century, a lot of the slave masters and the slaves fled to Cuba, and in turn, those Africans influenced Cuban music. So a lot of Cuban music, which filtered into the Latin scene, which filtered into salsa, which filtered ultimately into jazz, is of partial Haitian origins. And these brothers really swing, and they swing in a very different way, but very familiar. If you like salsa, if you like Latin music, you'll dig the kind of sounds these guys are laying down. And they're doing it with African rhythms that were brought to the Caribbean, and very, very strong rhythmically.
So this is a version of the Duke Ellington standard, actually written by Duke Ellington and his trombonist Juan Tizol, who was Latin.
Yes, Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is a very, very, very festive version of Caravan.
Featuring the band Mosaic.
Yes.
Band's called Mosaic, M-O-Z-A-Y-I-K. The album is called Haitian Creole Jazz, and on our Best Of list from Eugene Holly Jr., jazz critic of Philadelphia Weekly, and my guest on Soundcheck. We come next to an artist who has been called many things, Eugene, not all of them jazzy or jazz-related, Michelle Ndiaye-Cello.
Yes, she's a... for my money, one of the most conceptually fearless artists out there. born in Germany, raised in the Washington, D.C. area, grew up playing go-go bands, came to New York playing with the Black Rock Coalition, discovered by Madonna. She's put out a lot of eclectic recordings, and this particular one is probably the most jazz-based, Spirit Music Jamia, Dance of the Infidel. And on this particular recording, she's really picking up where Miles Davis left off during the last years of his life, particularly the recordings he made with Marcus Miller, like Amandla and some other things. And it's basically, if you have to conceptualize what she's doing, it's kind of based on that fusion concept that a lot of jazz purists don't like, but it's something that goes on in the music. And you really hear the influence of Jaco Pastorius and Stanley Crouch in her playing. And she selected a group of individuals who think like her and are very, very forward-thinking, but rooted in the past also.
All right, let's hear a little bit. The full name of the record is Spirit Music Jamia, Dance of the Infidel?
Yes, sir.
Michelle Ndigiocello is the bass player and the band leader. Michelle Ndigiocello and the album Spirit Music Jamia, Dance of the Infidel. It's once again one of the highlights of 2005 in the jazz world, according to our guest, Eugene Holly Jr. from the Philadelphia Weekly. Michelle is also a singer, but we don't actually hear her singing on this disc, do we?
Right, that's what makes it unique, because when you go see her live, she spends a lot more time playing. She's one of the kind of leaders that likes to set up something rather than just being out front. And like I said, her bass playing is very, very rooted in the concepts of people like Jaco Pastorius, who used to play for Weather Report, and Stanley Crouch. And, mm-hmm. I mean, Stanley Clark.
Right.
There you go.
Okay. And you mentioned she was born in Germany. Wasn't she of Nigerian descent?
No, she's African-American, and her name is actually Swahili. Roughly translated, it means free as a bird.
Okay. All right, we are speaking with Eugene Holly Jr. of the Philadelphia Weekly. You wanted to mention Moacir Santos.
Yes, a rediscovery for American ears. He is a Brazilian, Afro-Brazilian composer on par with Antonio Carlos Jobim. He came to the States in the 60s, worked in the Los Angeles area as a composer and arranger, and he's been kind of rediscovered lately. Last year he released a double CD called Oro Negro, and this particular new CD is called Coros en Alegria, a great follow-up, and he basically is on par with people like Gilberto Gil, Antonio Carlos Jobim, and the other great Brazilian masters.
Wow.
And this particular recording that we're listening to, I believe, is called Rota,
right.
Portuguese for route and root, and it features the great trumpeter Wynton Marsalis.
Wow. So, I mean, this guy keeps pretty good company. How
yes.
is it that, and he's in his 80s?
Yes, he's a brilliant octogenarian, and we should also be... y'all be so lucky.
Yeah, well, we should at least know who this guy is. Moacir Santos. The album is called Choros and Alegria, and my guest is Eugene Holly Jr. He writes about jazz for numerous publications. He's the jazz critic of the Philadelphia Weekly, and helping us look back at the best of jazz for 2005. We'll conclude, Eugene, with just a little bit from the album Possibilities by Herbie Hancock, which I know was also on your list of good moments in the world of jazz for 2005, and while that starts up in the background, let me thank you for being patient during the press conference in the past hour and for joining us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you very much.